my laptop's doing this thing where it just shuts down the application, the app, whatever you're using, the application, and it just shuts it down. So this isn't going to be a long one because it's 11:05. I'm fucking knackered. We've got a long day tomorrow and I'm fucking buzzing for it. Sorry for all the swear words, I'm just excited. Anyway, I'm talking to you about why you should do the CrossFit Open. You should do the CrossFit Open for one simple reason. It's going to, well, not, there's a few reasons. The main reason that I think that you should do it if you're someone who's on the fence is because you can't hide from the intensity of that workout. It never, I've been doing it, I'm a little bit of a vet in terms of this. I think this year is my 10th year, right? So there's not been one CrossFit Open, no matter whether I've been at my fittest, my not so fittest, whatever it is, there's not been one time where I've come out of that workout and thought I could have given more. It does something. There's the science behind the numbers and the movements. It leaves you with that sense of I've got nothing left. That whole, if you've seen that meme, sorry. You can't hide. It's brilliant. It's not like a, it is like a class, like a workout you do in the class. But in a class, it's different. You know, it's your day to day. Sometimes you go off days where you feel good. Some days you don't, and blah, blah, blah. But you can't hide in this in terms of it's just so well put together that intensity and that adaptation to exercise. If you got that genuinely just three times a week, you would be flying. Sometimes we make things complicated with programming and you've got to do this and do that. The name of the game within CrossFit is intensity. Functional, constantly varied functional movement performed at high intensity. That is exactly what the Open is about. Obviously for others, it's about competing, winning. It's a sport. At the end of the day, there's money on the line. People will want to win. But that's what, you know, that's what it is. That's just a pure reason. If you're someone who's looking for something new within the CrossFit space, and this could also tie into those of you that feel the way that we spoke about last week. And not this is, please, I hope, please, this is not at those people that have come and spoke to me, because I've told you guys that you guys have been speaking to me. It's not. I'm just generalizing. It's something that you can do. Now, I'm also not a dickhead to realize and not be so naive to think that, like, everyone, you know, everyone can do it, but not everyone wants to do it. And that's also okay. I have no problem with that. And most coaches, most fucking level-headed people will understand, you know, and have a level of empathy, sympathy for that individual. There are some unfortunate CrossFit wankers that will be like, no, you should do it. Fucking, you just do it. You know, yeah, that's all, you know, cool. Thumbs up. All right. But I understand that. Okay. So I'm with you. I get you. There's going to be ample opportunities to do it if you haven't decided to do it this year. But the other thing that I would say the reason to do is because I think one day you'll look back and laugh. Like I do. I look back at some of the things that I've done workout wise. 2015, 2014, when I've done the Open, couple ones, unofficial ones that I've done. Sometimes I don't have the phone anymore because obviously go with the times, but updated it not too long ago. But a phone that I had a few years ago had all that stuff on it, like just old. I wish I still had those videos. I don't know where they are. And I saw myself doing fucking wall balls and I thought, fuck, it looked like I had a turtle on my back because my mobility was just so tight. This is obviously when I first started. But I think when I saw some of that stuff, you know, it made me look back and think, oh, I'm so glad that I'd done something about it and, you know, acknowledged and, you know, yeah, and done that. But I think that you'll have an amazing time doing it. It's great. It's great. It's easy for me to say it's great. And there's just magic in the air about the Friday night lights. Like everyone just gets together, everyone has a beer after, just a little bit of chit chat around and everyone's supporting you. And yeah. I do think, you know, if you're looking for something different within your training or you're looking to do something for the first time, I think this is a good step for you. And it can be quite daunting to do for the first time. I completely get that. And, you know, you get those nerves and you get that nervous wee where you need to go to the toilet before you start. And that's exciting. Like, I remember I used to get that all the time because the adrenaline, I don't know what it was. A bit maybe too much information, but it's cool. It's fun. I remember, like, I haven't tonight because I've been working so much. I had late finish and organising stuff for tomorrow. And it's going to be a bit of a long day. So as I said, I won't keep you too long. But I remember like staying up because it used to be on whatever, like late in the morning. Like, I think early doors, like 2 o'clock. And then they changed it to like 11 o'clock time or 8. I can't even remember. But I just remember staying up watching it, OG Froning going for it, and like these, and Sam Briggs is coming, these things going head to head, Kalipa and then Fraser came on the scene. Just, it was so inspiring to sit there and watch the start of the Open. It was just like, you know, this is sad. This is going to sound sad. But you know that feeling when you go on holiday and like you literally just do not give a fuck and you're in your little headspace and you just, the air is different, the smell around you is different. You know, you've almost got no level of responsibility for like a week or 2 weeks or whatever. Just the feeling that it gives you, you know, you're not on time where, I don't know whether you get it. I've probably explained it pretty shit, but that's how the Open, you know, and to a degree still feels for me. So it is a big part of for the gym. Like for me, I don't think people realize this either, that most, I think it should be this way anyway. We are certainly at CrossFit Harrow that we, you know, we do this Open now. We're going to spend next year training all these new things and skills and drills to get better so that we come back to 2025 Open and we can measure, observe, repeat. And that's a massive thing about CrossFit. And generally within the CrossFit Open, there's going to be a workout that you repeat each year to make sure that you're getting better. And that's, you know, benchmarks and open workouts. And that's what we do. That's how we ensure, yeah, it's cool. We do our 5 RMs, we do our 1 RM, but we also want to make sure that that level of intensity is still there. So I think if you're on the fence, I think that you should do it. Even if you don't want to do it officially, that's fine. You don't necessarily have to register, okay? You can do it unofficially. But if you're going to do it unofficially, you may as well do it officially because you would have put that same effort in. And yeah, fine, we might place up 4 millionth in the world and that's cool and, you know, 67,422nd in our category. But that's the fun of it. Like, I remember fucking logging into the Games app and like you do it, you'd be one of the first, and like for the first 5 minutes, I think once I was up first in the UK because I think I might have been one of the eager, stupid cunts, I'm allowed to say that, excuse my language, that done it first, eager beaver. And I should have probably said that. Don't think different of me. This might get sent, I could censor out. Don't know how actually. But just to show you that this is so authentic, this is one of our values is authenticity. So you, at least you, I think I've mentioned that before, at least you know that we're aligning with that. But anyway, I remember and like for those first 5 minutes, you were like number one or third in the world or UK or whatever. And then like you just slowly see yourself become like 267,432nd. And it's just like, yeah, well, that was fun while it lasted. And it's just cool. It's just, I don't know. For me, it is anyway. And I get it. It's not for everyone. Like the same way that CrossFit is for everyone, but it's for anyone, sorry, but it might not be for everyone. I think some of it's to do with personality type about, you know, being able to do and, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Not intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. That's something different. It is in someone screaming at me, you're screaming at the screen or at the phone. I have to Google this because it's really bugging me. I need to know the personality types. What personality types? This is really embarrassing. No. Can't remember, to be honest, mate. Not going to lie. You know what I mean, though. I think you do. Extroverts and introverts. There we go. Knew we had it somewhere. That's, you knew what I meant, didn't you? Knew what, yeah, you knew. But yeah, please have a think about it. I'm gonna quite sure I've got loads more to say. I do, and I don't want to feel like I'm chewing your ear off and fucking trying to persuade you and being that cheesy person, like almost a fucking salesman. If you want to do it, do it. I think you should, because I think you'll surprise yourself at how much you'll feel that sense of achievement and satisfaction. But equally, I understand the nerves and anxiety around it. But remember, there's always next year. So I just want you to sit and think or make me an offer in a way that was a kind of a little bit of a promise. If you don't do it this year, and, it's, you know, I'd love to have you part of CrossFit Harrow for a lifetime. But if you decide that this year is not for you, then I'd want you to be part of the CrossFit Harrow community next year and do the Open, like take a year to consider doing it. I think you'll thoroughly enjoy it. But I'm going to sign out on that. because I need to go to bed is the brutal honest truth. Open weekend, there's so much more to talk about. We've got, if you don't know, we've got retreats abroad happening, we've got new members of staff, we've got new programs in terms of development for staff coming that they can then introduce to you and teach you. It's all going off, it's kicking off, all positive. But have a good rest of the evening, and we will tune back in next week.